Hello!
This is Elizabeth!
Woo! It has been a long time.
Yeah. How long?
Like at least 3 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, we didn't
end of May? No! May 10th? May 19th was the last time we did one. May 19th.
Yeah. Then we should do it again, again, again.
Well, we were doing them every week, and then I was traveling a lot for work.
Yeah, you're traveling a lot.
Welcome to
Elizabeth Speaks
Podcast. Yes. We decided to do a podcast because it's been a while, first of all.
Yes.
And secondly, we always have something to talk about, right?
Yeah.
What are we so going to talk about tonight? First thing we said was we're going to talk about all of the posts that you've, every night you come home from work and you're like, what are we going to talk about on the post tonight?
Yes.
And sometimes I'm tired and I'm like, oh my God, Elizabeth, I don't want to have to do it, but we do it anyway.
Yeah, we did good.
You are tough, man. You really want to make sure it looks good when we do an Instagram post. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
You're very specific. If it doesn't look good, you're like, do it again. Delete that. Do it again.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, Elizabeth, it's good enough. And you're like, nope. It's good that you care. It's really good. And how many followers do you have now on your Instagram page?
I get them now. Check.
Like 6680 maybe?
6080.
680.
That's not bad.
It's pretty impressive. And I've been encouraging you to communicate with your followers because there's about four or five that are always commenting on every post.
Yeah.
And so I think it's lovely, and I think that you can have some nice online friendships. There's one gentleman on there who's really sweet. He always just comments, and I looked at his page, and he's just a really nice, active college kid, and he's just nice. He writes back on things, and I just think that that's kind of fun.
Yeah,
really
very
sweet.
Fun.
Yeah, I think it's nice that you can have these like online communications because you don't.
Yeah,
have a ton
I did
of
have a wine guy who didn't play The Last of Us Part One.
Yeah,
or Part Two.
And he asked you if you liked this TV show or something.
Yeah,
right?
I said yes.
Yeah. So I wonder if this is kind of, I mean, where we live in St. Louis, I can't say there's a ton of people. Like, you've got just your few friends, but my hope as your mom is always that you have a community of people to be with. And so maybe we'll just, for now, we'll be happy with your community online. And we'll always look for ways to get more friends for you. Because I really think that in person is the only way to really feel fulfilled. You need more people in your life.
I do have friends.
I know. I just want you to have some more.
It's not like I try to.
I know. I just...
not like I try to text Riley.
Yeah, she's your one friend from work. You used to work with her.
Yeah, she's a blast. Talking to Mama.
I know. You guys just sit and talk for a while. That's cute.
No, we spent like 2 hours.
Oh, gosh. That's crazy. That's
in her car.
Time. I know, but that's nice. I used to do that when I was between 18 and 20. I lived in New York. And I had a friend named Jennifer.
Yeah.
And she and I would go to school. We went to the same school.
Is she alive still?
Yes, she's alive still.
And we didn't meet her.
No, we didn't meet her. Uh-huh. But I kind of lost touch with her. But what I was going to say was we would hang out after school, maybe every day after school. And we'd go, this sounds so boring. We'd go to 7-Eleven and get coffee. And just like talk like two old people. But
I think we have a 7-Eleven in San Luis.
We do.
But it's not often in New York.
No. In New York, it was a big thing to go to 7-Eleven for coffee or Dunkin' Donuts for coffee. They didn't have Starbucks when I was growing up.
No.
But it was like the thing to do. So, All right. The other thing we wanted to talk about on here, remember? You ready? What do you want to talk about? Your soda cans?
Yeah, my soda cans. I collect them.
You're not supposed to be collecting them. But it turns out that it looks like that. So, okay, let's paint a picture. You buy too many cans of everything, in my opinion. I can't tell you what to do, but I think you drink too much liquid. You drink too much club soda, too much sparkling water, and way too much diet soda.
What is sparkling water?
Sparkling water is okay, but I think you just drink too many because of the residue, which is...
What?
Cans all over the house. Oh, my God. It's a nightmare. Elizabeth, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I love you, but I wish that we could have a solution.
A dog's barking.
You hear the dogs barking outside? Can we get back to you with the cans?
Yeah.
Too many cans. Like today, okay, I looked in your bathroom.
Yeah.
You've stacked them up.
Yeah.
What is the reason you don't throw them away?
I found the trash can.
There's bags. There's trash cans downstairs. Do you want to explain yourself?
No.
What is your deal? No answer?
No answer.
All right. So this has been the Mom Speaks podcast because Elizabeth's not participating in this one.
Yeah.
This is Mommy Speaks podcast.
No.
Okay, I caught you. You don't want to explain yourself.
No. We have I did it. You see that I was here now?
We'll look at it, but we need a solution. There's too many cans everywhere in the house. We've okay. got to work on it.
Yeah, I will.
All right. So your brother was here for a little bit while I was on a big business trip. He stayed with you. Anything you want to share from that? You guys had fun together, right?
Yeah.
And he did all the Instagram posts while I was gone.
Yeah, the Instagram.
He did a nice job. Yeah, he did a nice job. Okay, anything else before we wrap this one up? This is going to be a fast one.
No, not really.
You got nothing else to say?
No.
All right, so let's say goodbye. Thanks for joining the Mom Speaks podcast.
Bye, Elizabeth Speaks podcast.
We'll do more.
Yeah. Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Cute.
We don't have no insults.
I'll figure out.
Okay.